Well, he's a guy that's got the size that can play both inside and outside. He's spent the majority of his time as a guy that will line up at the defensive end position. But we've got to have guys, again, when we start our rotation and our package, that can play both inside and outside. So he's done a really nice job. We asked him to gain some weight. He put on about 10 pounds. And he's getting an opportunity to work both inside and outside right now.
What do you like about him from what you've seen?
He's one of the strongest guys on our team. He's a guy that contributed last year on special teams. He can run. He was a guy that covered kicks for us. I think in the Tampa game was probably his best game last year down in Tampa. I think he had 2 kickoff tackles inside the 20. He's a big, strong guy that can run.
How many scrimmage periods are you planning for tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's rules of engagement, so to speak, we'll have a practice, and then we will have between 5 and 7 series where we will work. We'll have some of the guys that will not participate in it, but it will be tackling. We will have some tackling in the scrimmage, and it will last probably somewhere between 30 and 45 plays of actual live work. We will go through a normal practice prior to that and get some work done pretty much the same tempo that we are working here. We will not have cut blocking in the scrimmage, nor will we have cut tackling. Those will be the rules, and if we have a free shot on a guy, we're not going to see anybody taking free shots. We need to make sure that we're healthy, but it's going to be as close as we can simulate to playing football before the first preseason game.
Coach, what was your impression of defense today? Had a couple of interceptions, even a big boy interception, correct?
Yeah, I thought that the defense did a nice job today. We did some situations that were advantageous towards them in the 2-minute drill that we had, and I thought they did a really nice job. It's going to be back and forth every day. One day it's going to be our one period is offense, next period it's defense, and they're just out competing and trying to get better.
Hey, Coach, what type of job can Ashante do in helping the young cornerbacks with all of his vast knowledge and experience in the game?
Oh, he can help them a lot in terms of getting pre-snap keys and reads. I think that's one of the strengths that Ashante has. That's why he's been so productive in terms of creating turnovers and having the number of interceptions that he's had in his career. He can give those guys some of that knowledge on what they need to look for pre-snap read and after the ball's being snapped.
What's just thoughts on the change of venue tomorrow, being out in the community and doing it away from Flowery Branch?
Oh, I think it'll be great. Every time we've had this event, the players really enjoy it. It's good for the fans. It's a very great setting with being in a smaller, a smaller venue, small stands, fans right up on top of you. It lets our players get back to their roots, and I think you'll see a very spirited late afternoon and early evening tomorrow when we get out there and work.